This is Brian Jenkins of Chosen 300 Ministries. Thank you so much for joining us today, and we hope you enjoy today's message. Be sure to join us on the web at www.chosen300.org, where you can learn about volunteer activities and also opportunities for giving. You can give by sending us a gift to Chosen 300 Ministries at P.O. Box 95, Ardmore, Pennsylvania, 19003. We also have an option for online giving right on our website at chosen300.org, and we also encourage you to designate your United Way or community giving gifts at your place of employment to Chosen 300 Ministries. This is a big help to our ongoing expense for our mission projects in Center City, Philadelphia. We want to thank you so much for joining to us today, and may God bless you and you enjoy today's message.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before thee. Hail thee as the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness. Drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. Oh, come, let us adore Him.
Together, and just give God a great big praise, for He alone is worthy. He alone is worthy. He is the only star in this church. Amen. He alone is worthy. There's no big I's, there's no little U's, but it's all about Jesus. Can somebody say amen? Come on, let's give God another great big hand. I'm just excited about being in the house of the Lord one more time. Amen. Amen. Let's go to the Word of God. If you can do me a favor, just stand on your feet for a moment. Luke, the first chapter. And we want to begin at the 26th verse all the way down to the 35th verse. Amen. Do me a favor. At this point, at this one time in the service, I really like everybody to stand because I'm convinced when it comes time for breakfast, you'll stand. Amen. Luke, the first chapter, verse 26 to 35. It says, "And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came unto her and said, Hail." Somebody say hail.
Hail.
"Thou art highly favored." Say favored.
Favored.
"The Lord is with thee." The Lord is with thee.
The Lord is with thee.
"Blessed,
blessed
art thou among women." And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. He shall be great and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there shall be no end." And then Mary said unto the angel, "How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" And the angel answered and said unto her, "The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." I want to focus on in just two verses, and they are found in verse 28 and 29. It says, "And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou art highly favored, the Lord is with thee, blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be." Let us pray. Father, we thank you, God, for the word of God. You said through thy servant David, "I will make his word a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathways, that I might hide his word in my heart, that I might not sin against thee." Now consecrate me now for thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. May my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. In Jesus' name we pray. Let us all say amen.
Amen.
Just turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor,
why are you
greeting me like this? Give the other neighbor and just make sure they understand the message. Say,
neighbor,
why are you greeting me like this? Come on, put your hands together for the word of God today. We're excited. Why are you being greeting me like this? You may be seated. Amen, amen. We thank God for the celebration of celebrating Christ being born into the world. How many people are excited about that this morning? Amen. We're excited. Why are you greeting me like this? You know, if you ever in any walk of life, any time dealing with friends, dealing with family, dealing with loved ones, or dealing with enemies, often they will call you all sorts of names, good names, bad names, names that you really shouldn't be called. Some of them will call you a jerk. Some of them you call you this. Some of them you call you that. They always call you different things. They might call you something good. They might call you something bad, but they're calling you something based on their observation. How many people have ever been called a bad name? How many people was called a bad name this week? How many people was called a bad name yesterday? All of us at some point, somebody's called you a bad name. Don't repeat them, okay? We don't need to know what they were, but all of us have been called bad names. And oftentimes in our lives, when we hear these things and we begin to digest them, and over time, as people continue to call us negative things, we sometimes begin to accept them. We begin to believe that, well, maybe I am that. Maybe I am this. And we get into this state where we start to believe what people have determined for our lives and not what God has destined for our lives. You're going to get this in a second. The story is about a baby named Jesus. But the baby came through a young lady by the name of Mary. And history tells that she was somewhere between the ages of 12 and 15 years old. She wasn't anybody popular. She was just kind of a round-the-way girl. She was a girl from the hood. Matter of fact, she was from Nazareth. See, it was Nazareth. And we know that Nazareth was not any great city or anything wonderful because of the fact, if you remember when Jesus was going about healing and he returned to Nazareth, they said, wait a second, can any really good thing come out of Nazareth? You know, it's kind of like me being born in Tasker Projects. Can anything good come out of Tasker Projects? And this is how Mary was. Matter of fact, she married a carpenter. She was espoused to Joseph. She wasn't espoused to a lawyer. She wasn't espoused to a doctor. She wasn't espoused to one of the chief rulers. She was espoused to a carpenter. She was an around-the-way girl from Nazareth. Just somebody ordinary. How many people ever feel like you're just somebody ordinary? I want to let you know today that God made you. When God made you, there was nobody else like you. And the reason why he got you here, because there wasn't a you. So he got your mommy and daddy together. I don't know how they got together. You heard me say it before. It might be in the back seat of a Chevy. Might have been around the corner somewhere. We don't know. But because your mommy and daddy got together, God said, I'm going to send down a soul and create a being because you weren't here. And if he didn't need you here, you wouldn't be here. And you're purposed. You're something wonderful and you're something great. You got to get that in your mind this morning that you are somebody great. I don't care what anybody says about you. I don't care what bad names they have talked about you, what they declared on your life. If God made you, you're somebody great. If God made you, you're somebody special. You know, when I was growing up in camp, Kim, she grew up in the same camp. We had summer camp in Ardmore. And every morning, in the morning, we always say, we are so great, we're so smart, we can do anything because of the fact we knew that God made us. And God purposed us. And if God purposed you to be on this earth, I want to let you know you are somebody today. Somebody ought to turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, I don't care what you say about me. I am somebody. I'm somebody special. I'm so smart. I can do anything. Come on, put those hands together and bless God this morning. Why are you greeting me like this? That's the message this morning. Now, you have to understand, Mary was just, again, a round-the-way girl from Nazareth. She wasn't nobody special, but she knew the Lord and she worshiped the Lord. And we know this because of the fact that when the angel came to her, the first thing she did was worship. So she was connected with God, but the angel had a special word for her that day. And let's look at the text. Let's look at the text. Verse 26 through verse 29. It says, and the angel, verse 28, it says, the angel came unto her and said, Hail. Hail. Just turn to your neighbor and say, Hail.
Hail.
Hail. Dean, hail.
Hail.
Kim, hail. Dana, hail. Jim, hail. Hail. Hey, you back there, hail. You're going to get it in a second. What the angel was saying to Mary, I know that everybody else said you were round the way. I know that everybody else said that you were ordinary. He says, but what is in you, the power of God, when Jesus comes inside of you, it's hail. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. How many people have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior? You got Jesus in your life? I got a word for you today. Hail. You're going to get it. You're going to get it. See, when Jesus comes inside of your life, it doesn't matter what you were before, but what happens, God makes you something great. Amen. See, because when there is no failure in God, and if God is inside of you, there's no failure in you. So the first word this morning to you is hail. It simply is saying that you are great. You're great. I don't care what nobody else said about you. I don't care how other people are greeting you. The word of the Lord is greeting you this morning with one word. Hail. Josie, hail. Diane, hail. Hail, hail. That's what the word is saying to you. That even though that everybody else said other stuff about you, the word of God is coming to you to say, hail. You are great. You're important. You're valuable. How many people know you're valuable to God? You're valuable. There's a scripture that says that he knows all about the sparrows. And if he values the sparrows, how much more does your heavenly Father value you? You know, when I wake up in the morning, I look in the mirror and say, you know what? I'm valuable. I know other people might not think I'm valuable, but you know, when I look in the mirror, I think about what God said about me, that I'm more than a conqueror through him that loved me, that greater is he that is in me than any he that is in the world. I know I'm valuable. I know I'm somebody. I'm somebody great and wonderful, and I hear the word of the Lord saying to me, hail. Get it in your heart this morning, hail. Don't you know God is so concerned about you that the scripture says he knows the very number of hairs on your head. He knows how many fell out of his. He knows how many people are, how many are gone out of the back of mine. He knows how many that you added and how many people have a weave. God knows all about you. You're that special to him. Just turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor. Hail, hail, there you go, hail. Well, what is the second thing? Let's look back at this 28th verse. It says, and the angel came unto her and said, hail, thou art highly favored. Thou art highly favored. Somebody say favor. Favor. You have to understand what this word means, to be highly favored. The word favor means that when someone that is superior bends down to someone inferior and meets them in their place of need. That's the word favor. Has anybody ever done you a favor? And the reason why that you needed the favor, because at that particular moment, in that particular situation, you were inferior and needed help, and that person extended unto you a favor. But see, Mary here was highly favored. You're going to get it in a second. How many people remember the story about Joseph? Joseph was a dreamer. Joseph was a dreamer. And the Bible says that he had a dream that he was going to be placed in high places of authority. And the Bible says that he went through a pit. There was no pit in his dream, but he was in the pit. He went into slavery. But when he got to Potiphar's house, the Bible says, and Joseph found favor with God and with Potiphar. He went to the prison, and God and Joseph found favor with God and the jail keeper. He went to Pharaoh's house, and Joseph found favor. See, what happens is that when Jesus comes into your life, what happens? You have the favor of God on your life. Things will work out. Things will be okay. Things are going to look better. But you got to get Jesus in your life and realize that if Jesus is in you, all you got to do is stir up the faith in you, and you will find that the favor of God will be surrounding in your life. That's why that scripture says we'll be blessed in the city and blessed in the field, blessed in my going out and my coming in. God will take care of you. All you got to do is get your life linked up with God. Can somebody say amen? Mary was pregnant. Mary was pregnant. And the angel came to her and said, hail Mary, thou art highly favored. There's four things that we're talking about. The first one is that you are important. The second is that you are highly favored. Well, what is the third thing? Let's look at this 28th verse. It says, the Lord is with thee. The Lord is with thee. The Lord is with thee. You're going to get this. When the Lord is with you, that means he's linked up. Come here, bro. See, when the Lord is with you, wherever the Lord goes, he's with you. He can't shake me loose because the Lord is with him. You have to understand. That's why that songwriter said, and he walks with me. And then he talks with me, and he tells me that I'm his own, and the joys we share. See, when God is with you, when Jesus is in you, there's no separating yourself from God. You might try to go a different direction, but God is with you. How many people is God with you this morning? Thank you so much. God is with you. See, when God is with you, there's no devil in hell nor heathen in the earth can stop you from meeting the purpose and plan that God has for your life. When God is with you. See, I know the world might be against you. I know people might be against you. But when God is with you, that makes you a majority. Because the scripture says that if God is with you, he's more than the whole world against you. Doesn't matter who it is, if God is for you. You know, years ago when we started this ministry, people laughed at us. They said, you'll never make it. Byron was with me. They said, no, you'll never make it. You'll never be successful. There's no way. But I trusted God and I knew that God was with me. And I don't care what other people have said about your dream. I don't care what other people have said about the purpose that God has for your life. You trust in God and just keep God with you. You see, Mary was pregnant. Mary was pregnant, and the angel says, "Hail, thou art highly favored, and the Lord is with you." Is with you. See, there's a difference between God being around you and God being with you. See, a lot of y'all showed up because we were having French toast, egg, sausage, grits, home fries, and Canadian bacon, and coffee, and all that stuff this morning. Yeah, some of y'all just with God. Y'all just come to visit. Y'all came to have a one-night stand with Jesus. Y'all came to flirt with Jesus. But when God is with you, things will be all right. I don't care how bad they seem. When God is with you, I will make it. I don't care what the odds says. I don't care what statistics say. Let me tell you about statistics. See, I was born in Tasker Projects. My daddy did a bam, bam, thank you, ma'am. I don't even know who he is. My mama died when I was 5 years old. I was brought through an orphanage and wound up in foster care. But I want to let you know, I don't care what that statistic said, because God was with me. Somebody ought to put your hands together and bless God, because if God is with you, you can overcome every obstacle. You can overcome every problem, every situation, every addiction. I don't care if you was in jail. I don't care if you went to Penn State or the State Pen. I don't care if you have a GED or a PhD. When God is with you, it's going to be all right. Just turn to your neighbor and say, it's going to be all right. As long as God is with you. Come on, put those hands together and bless God. Well, there's four things. Oh, bless his name. There's four things. Why are you greeting me like this? The fourth thing is that says in that verse 28. In verse 28, it says, the Lord is with thee, blessed. Somebody say blessed.
Blessed.
You won't get this. Say blessed.
Blessed.
See, this word blessed means you're happy. It means you're happy. It comes from the context of being blessed. But when you're blessed, you're happy. See, there's something different about joy. See, joy, when the joy of the Lord is your strength, if you have Christ in your life, yes, you have joy, but there's a difference between having joy and being happy. See, when you have joy, joy comes regardless of what's going on in your life. But blessed, being happy, means things are going to work out. That things are working out. That I'm going to be okay, and I can walk around with a smile on my face and joy in my heart because I'm blessed. See, when God is in your heart and a change has taken place, no matter what other people have greeted you as, God greets you differently. God greets you. His word to you this morning is hail. Hail, thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee and blessed. Don't worry about what other people said. I know somebody even next year right now done called you something this morning. But this is what God's word is saying this morning. Hail. Highly favored. The Lord is with thee. You're blessed. You're going to get this. Hail. Thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed. Turn to your neighbor. Make sure they understand it. Say, neighbor, hail. Thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. You're blessed. Get the other neighbor. Hail. Thou art highly favored. The Lord is with thee. Blessed. God is greeting you like this because Christ is in you. But we know the end of the story is that Mary had the baby and she brought forth a son. And they called his name Jesus. And the purpose of him coming was that he might save the people from their sins. This morning, you might have came for a different reason. I just want to let you know God set you up. God set you up. See, I know the word on the street was, make sure that you come over to Chosen 300. They're going to have breakfast over there. It's going to be off the chain. I know that was the word on the street. Somebody said they heard it all the way up on 2nd and Lehigh. I didn't even send out an email to any. Y'all don't have no email. God sent out a word to you, and for some reason you got here, whether it was for an alternative reason or for the right reason, we're just glad you're here. And this morning we want to challenge you. I know you've been called every name in the book, but there's a name that God wants to call you. He wants to say, hail, highly favored, the Lord is with thee, and blessed. That's what God wants to call you, but the only way God can call you that is that if you accept his son. The Bible says in John 3:16 that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. In Romans the 10th chapter and the 9th verse, it says that if you confess with your mouth that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, you will be saved. That's God's promise to you. With everyone standing on your feet this morning. The presence of the Lord is here. And now it's time for your life to be changed. No more calling you by a different name. No calling you no nasty name. No more calling you failure. No more calling you this, that, slut, whore, whatever they've been calling you before. I know some of y'all are challenged by that, but they've been calling you names. Gigolo, drug addict, jailbird, ex-convict. I want to let you know everybody in here is an ex-something. You just got caught. But all of us have done something. Matter of fact, Romans 3:23, it says that for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But you know what? I'm glad today for Jesus, because I know this is Christmas, but not only was he born, not only did he live and do miracles, but the Bible says that he was tried in an unjust court. They put a crown of thorn upon his head. He prayed in a garden till sweat like drops of blood came from his brow. They hung him on an old rugged cross called Calvary. They put nails in his hands and nails in his feet. They pierced him in his side just for you. They put him in a tomb. But you know what I like about that tomb? That it was borrowed. And the reason why it was borrowed, because Jesus intended to give it back. And the Bible says that he was dead on Friday. And then he was dead on Saturday. But early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hands. And he did it just for you. And this morning, if you don't know Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to be saved, come on down. Today is your day. Come on, come on, come on. Put those hands together because somebody's coming. I know all these people in here. Somebody needs Jesus. Come on, it's your day. Come on, it's your day. Wait, come on now. The price is right. It was paid on Calvary for you. Come on, it's your day. Come on down. God wants you. God wants you. I know other people don't want you, but one thing I can say for sure, that God wants you. You know what it means to be wanted by God? See, I really don't care about the breakfast. We'll get to that soon, but I want to get to your soul today. Because you need to give your life to Jesus. It's your day. Come on, put those hands together because somebody else needs encouragement to come. Jesus died for you. You know, you've been trying for a long time to do this thing on your own. And some of you are sitting there saying, well, I'm waiting to get my life together. Let me tell you something. You can't get your life together by yourself. You need Jesus. The songwriter said it like this. Just come as you are. Because God wants you that way. He wants to fix you.
Well, praise the Lord. We hope you enjoyed today's mission message for today. We encourage you once again to sow a seed of faith into this ministry. We are the ministry that is uniting the body of Christ to reach the world to help the homeless and less fortunate. We also encourage you to join us every Sunday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. for our Sunday morning worship and breakfast. And again, any volunteer opportunity, they're located on the website at chosen300.org where you can participate in helping the homeless and less fortunate. May God bless you and may heaven smile upon you.